This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sound bites from the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in the English language that starts with F.
Bite me with Coach Harbaugh.
I thought Lamar had a great game. You know, I mean, he was on point against man coverage. They were loading the box up against the run and playing a lot of man coverage, which they had not done a lot of throughout the course. We had a lot of first and second down play action passes up. Guys like Zay running crossing routes and sail routes away from those guys, and they were on our guys. But enough separation. Lamar dotted. These guys made contested catches on the run and then made guys miss with the after the catch as well. So just proud of all those guys. Zay, Mark, Isaiah, Bate, everybody did a good job.
Everybody did a good job. John Harbaugh happy. Jeremy Kahn after yesterday's 30-23 win.
I keep saying that you got to have some sort of confidence in your defense or just not get it done running zone to go man-to-man against this team.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to do it with it. You got to have a quarterback spy, and it takes off. But they really started picking them apart in that man-to-man.
The Commanders are so bad that you have to change up your game plan. Usually, if you're a good team, you come out and say, this is what we do. We're going to do it well and beat us. The Commanders came out and just said, we suck, and we know we suck. Yeah. So let's change up to try to catch you off guard, and that didn't work either.
I know it sounds stupid to some people, but the reason that their defense has gotten better over the past couple weeks statistically is because of that cat on offense. He's giving them breaks. He's keeping them off the field. That's something that wasn't happened necessarily in the first 2 weeks. That's a bad, bad defense. St. Juice! They kept saying his name, man. Poor guy. Getting picked on. School's over with.
Yeah, hey, picked on because he sucks. Hey, John Harbaugh said this wasn't just a win. It was the ultimate team win.
Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Heck of a game. Heck of an environment. Playoff feel out there with the crowd and everything. Fans from both teams. Loud. Very tough physical game against a tough physical football team that was playing at the high, has been and did play at the highest level. Very, I guess the ultimate team win. You know, all three phases contributed to the win when they had to. Overcame adversity. Long drives on offense, big stops on defense, particularly on third down, which they were the number one third down offense in the league going into this thing. And I thought our front did a great job of containing the quarterback. So we're just appreciative and grateful and humble and hungry for the next challenge. But that's a big win. I'm proud of the guys. And we got prospered. We got prospered on that victory. So,
hey, Mike, you ever noticed, not just with Harbaugh, this is not me picking on Harbaugh because it's all coaches. Coaches tend to praise the opposing team more after they beat them.
They always do that.
Like you validate your win even more.
Yeah, you know,
they're great this, they're great that.
Team. It was always a great team. Nobody could be like 1-15. It's a great team we just played.
They're better than the record indicates.
Yeah, they always say that.
Like the Lou Holtz before the game, they got great special teams. You know, it's like, they're 1-7. What are you talking about?
John Harbaugh talked about guys answering the bell yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, exactly the weapon we absolutely knew he was and would be and has been, to be honest with you. I mean, he's been there all along, and the opportunities came up today. You know, sometimes the defense doesn't allow it. Sometimes the ball doesn't come your way for whatever reason. But today the opportunity showed up, and we had to have – those catches had to be made. I mean, those plays had to be made in the pass game, and Zay made them. That was the difference probably in the game. We were moving the ball. I think we had six drives – to end the game that scored, and then the last one was the one that closed the game out. you know, with the big run by Derek and the block by Pat. So that was pretty impressive. We go down, right down the field, we get the pick, defense comes up with a stop, we go down and score a touchdown. I mean, it's guys answered today in a lot of ways.
Zay Flowers answered big time on the day. Jeremy Kahn, what a game by him yesterday.
Oh, man, there was so many different things to look at from this game. And in the first half, you're like, man, I'm wondering how many Zay can get. He was so good in the first half that I think Washington changed up how they were defending him in the second half. But it started to open up everything else for everyone else. You know, the running game came into it as well. But you got a gadget. I hate calling him a gadget guy because he can literally do everything. Like, I heard Wes Welker talk about Tyreek Hill once and called him the best receiver of all time, which may sound a little outrageous to some people, but he said he can literally run every single route, including stuff out of the backfield, which makes him different. You can do different things with him handing the ball off. I'm not telling you Zay is Tyreek Hill, but there's some similarities there with the speed and his twitch ability. I think Tyreek's more of a frontline guy, just he's going to run right by you, where I think Zay has some wiggle to him.
You know who did that earlier? Ted Marchibroda, Jermaine Lewis.
Yeah.
Put him in a slot. He would run around, clear out, go in motions, same kind of strategy, and Ted was way ahead of the game.
Yeah, and that's, I always talk about combination routes, and that's like when you hear a guy clearing out, you always hear take the top off the defense. What's that do? You got to respect it deep so then you can layer guys underneath if you're facing a zone. If you pull the safeties out, you can get behind those linebackers, and that's where you see a lot of those plays. And I thought Jaden Daniels had a lot of timing passes in between linebackers.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's get Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man?
Nothing, it's a
big
man.
Win, man.
Nothing.
Hey, it was a big win. Hey, Jeremy, did you?
Yeah. Did I what?
Yeah, this.
Are we losing him?
Yep.
He's ordering through the drive-thru. Get them chicken nuggets.
Hey, what they say, what the commander fan say, left hand up? Not yesterday, left hand broke. I ain't seen not one left hand up yesterday. But, hey, it was a good vibe down there, man. Hey, but no, my bad. Oh, forget that. I know why I called. Shout out my man, Zach Orr, man. He had a message for the Ravens block, man. He said let up on them a little bit. They working, right? They working, but I don't know about that secondary, man. That boy 32 out there still getting cooked. 21 still out. Like 21, he got good cover skills, right? But he need to work on them ball skills. I don't know what's up with him. Mm. In the defensive coordinator, not the coordinator, but my man Chris Hewitt, right? He ain't been messing with me the last 2 weeks. I said, hey Chris, what's up with you? He said, go ahead, Trippy, man. You a flip flop, but bro, I'm never a flip flop. I just gotta call it out when I call it out. Like the middle of that defense gotta get it together. Now I feel like if we get that together, Jeremy, who can mess with us? Look what the offense doing. Yeah. Come on, man.
It is weird that the Ravens drafted a cornerback in the first round this year. Had another cornerback who we haven't seen, some injuries, whatever. And you felt good about some of the cornerbacks you had coming back. And then now I heard somebody say, why are they talking about Devontae Adams? You need to trade for another corner.
Yeah.
You know, and it feels weird to say
they're
that.
They're all right offensively, man. I think they have weapons. It's just the defensive end of the football side of the football, man, is lacking some things.
Do you see this getting better, or is this just something – this is one of the things you're going to have to deal with?
What, defense?
Well, I'm talking about the secondary. Because, again, your pass rush can change everything, but the pass rush is showing that they're still getting there.
Secondary-wise, I don't know if they have a good cornerback on the roster. I'm very serious about that. Stevens, no. Marlon Humphrey, I think, is better on the inside than on the outside, and he guesses a lot. Which is getting him in a lot of trouble. Wiggins can be the guy down the road, but I'm not sure he's ready for it.
That pass interference call was huge on fourth down. But it could end the game there.
Kyle Hamilton, I think he's great near the line of scrimmage, but I'm not sure that he's the guy you want in space against a number three receiver. I think he could play tight ends, but I'm not sure he could play a number three receiver. And then Marcus Williams, I think the guy's just playing afraid that he doesn't want to get hurt. Mm-hmm. And you can watch the way he plays, and you see it. He's not extremely aggressive. So that could be a problem the rest of the year, yeah.
Mike Press's report card at 7:30, but on the other side, we're giving out game balls for the Baltimore Ravens win over the Washington Commanders up next on The Fan.
Game balls.
And now it's Henry time. Derek cutting it outside. Derek Henry! Touchdown, Ravens! Second and five. He'll still face that with power, with Henry, with a touchdown. His second touchdown of the game. Second and eight. Toss. Henry. Henry. First down and a whole lot more. Henry breaks it all the way down to the 40-yard line.
Derrick Henry, Jeremy Gaughan, he gets your game ball today.
Yeah, Derrick Henry was phenomenal yesterday, and we talked about some of the really big runs late that kind of put this thing to bed. I still think it's a gigantic cheat code having those two in the backfield. We've talked about the mesh point between he and Lamar and all the different things he can do and how teams just have to respect it. I don't know how much better this can get because it keeps getting, I don't want to say better every week, but he's keeping it on par. Two TDs. 132 yards on 24 carries. I think some of us would like to see those carries go down. But in a close game, what are you going to do? And even though this game was never in doubt, it was fairly close, and they still had a shot.
Yeah, they did have a shot. Ravens went 30-23 over the Washington Commanders. My game ball is going to someone on offense as well. It's the gadget guy. Zay Flowers.
It's combustible is what it is. There's a pass, and look out. Here he goes. It's Zay Flowers down the sideline and all the way to the Washington 20-yard line. Isaiah Likely helped throw a key block on that one as they take it 46 yards. Jackson to Flowers.
Yeah. Listen, I'd like him to have more touchdowns this year. He has one. Didn't get one yesterday. But outstanding game. He was 9 for 9. 9 targets, 9 receptions. Hey, Ridley, your quarterback was 0 for 8. We threw it out, number one guy. It was 9 for 9 for 132 yards, 15 yards a catch. His longest of 44. You know the impressive thing about it, Mike Preston? 7 of his 9 receptions were for first downs.
Ooh, that's moving the chains.
9 of 9, efficient. And 7 of the 9, we're moving the chains, like you just said. Mm. That's an impressive day. Only thing left, got to get in the end zone. Got to get him in the end zone, man. Hey, your game ball goes to someone on offense, but not of the quote-unquote skill position.
Of course. Offensive line, Ronnie Stanley. You know, and you won't hear any sound bites, and it's not going to talk a lot. It's just an offensive lineman that gets out there and does his thing. You could see the progress he made during the offseason. Where his lower body was bigger, where he put in some work. And then, you know, they redo his contract, and you know something? Money talks. When you start taking money away, players respond.
Yeah.
And he has responded. He is playing extremely well, and I love those toss plays where they pull him and he gets around the corner, and then it's Ricard and him leading around. That's impressive. I mean, you're talking about 330 pounds of Ronnie Stanley, 305 pounds of Ricard coming around the corner. You don't want to see that. And then you got 247-pound running back on the toss play. And, you know, last year you could beat Ronnie Stanley because you could bull rush him. Doesn't happen anymore. Where he's put that weight back on, the bottom half of his body is heavy, so he can plant, get his feet down, get his ankle in the ground. Tough to beat, and he's having a very, very good season.
Yeah, he's having an outstanding season. He is.
Better if you're giving a game ball to an offensive lineman.
Of course, man. You know, hey, I got to give it to my boys.
I got to agree with you, man. He's having a better season than I thought. I thought Rodney Stanley was done.
Is it a contract year?
No, well, it could be. Might get some in that bank back.
He is
big bank,
well.
Big little bank. Let's go to Rosedale. And get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I won the Ravens game bet with my dad. He said he's going to pay me a dollar in pennies.
See? Come on.
Thank you, Tim. How good is it to have Mark Andrews back involved in the offense? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day, too.
Look, it's going to be interesting now to see. I didn't think he went anywhere. It's just a matter of what the offense is doing. I think the Dallas game was kind of interesting because they were running the football and they were effective. I don't know. It's just I don't know if anybody really has a good answer for what happened the first couple games outside of, hey, a lot of mouths to feed, and you've got, like you said, a pretty good offense. It's hard to complain about a guy not getting enough receptions or not getting enough targets when you have the number one offense in the league.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Go ahead, Preston.
There are certain things you can see what's going on. I mean, Mark Andrews is not a very good blocker. I mean, you saw a couple of plays yesterday where the same thing happens where he gets kind of pushed around. And if you
they're better out in space, right, than in line.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to run the football and you want to pound the ball, well, you use the best guys. You use Ricard and the other tight end, the number three tight
Kohler.
End. The big guy. I mean, that's the lineup. And if you want to go down the field and you have to throw the ball, well, then you put Mark Andrews in. He had some nice catches in the Bengals game, especially when the Ravens started to kind of lose control. And he comes up with some big catches. So he's back. He's there. And inside the red zone, likely Andrews.
I'll talk trash about you requiring wide receivers to block.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking trash about you requiring tight ends to block. That's part of their job. Yeah. That's literally part of their job. So, I expect the tight end to be able to block.
And I don't know when they're going to need him at this point, but yesterday it showed a little bit. But when you get down, I think that's when Mark Andrews comes in, when you need to start throwing the football more.
Yeah.
And that could be how he's used all year. And I've said for a long period of time, not that I want to see him go anywhere, so I don't want anybody to get it twisted,
gone.
That I feel like the writing's been on the wall. If they have to make some business decisions at the end of the year, he might be a cap casualty.
Likely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think? Is that a double entendre?
By the way, give a game ball out to my buddy Kevin James, not the actor. Who celebrates a birthday today, 1971, baby. Happy birthday to you, Kevin. One of Morgan State's finest. Let's go to Owings Mills, get Ben. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
Guys kind of hit on it already a little bit. This defense is starting to be worrisome to me. I've seen Gardner Minshew tear them up, and he's benched. I watched the Bengals struggle offensively last night. Really didn't do too much against Carolina and the Patriots, but just, ran up the score on us and was unstoppable against the Redskins. That back end is still having communication problems where they keep looking at each other, doing this and doing that. We're heading to Game 7. I just don't want to see the end of the season where, though, Lamar can't get it done when this defense might be around 28th or 29th and just can't stop anybody. So I don't understand how we go from the one defense down so far to here. So we're getting up in weeks, and I'm still seeing the same problems. I don't know how they're going to fix it or what are they going to do, but they got to do something or the season ain't going to go too far.
I think he makes some valid points, but I think you have to get away from they did this against Carolina, they did this against this team. This league's drunk, man. It's a week-to-week league now, and styles make fights. Last night, if you were looking at that Giants defensive line, they were causing some problems for Cincinnati for a good period of time. It's just the fact that the Giants offense can't do squat, or else that game's a little bit more interesting. If we did this, we could go from the lowest-tiered team beating another team, and eventually get to this team's better than this team's. It's better than, you know what I'm saying? We did that earlier this year with about seven teams until we got to the Raiders beating the Ravens and making you feel a lot differently about the way that things have gone.
The problem is they're 19th overall in defense, giving up 340.6 yards a game. And the biggest problem is they're 31st passing defense, giving up 280 yards per game, 9 touchdowns in the air. So that's the biggest issue, their pass defense. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterback. Getting more of your reaction at 7:45, but on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston's report card up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan.
Preston's report card.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Kids around campus, you know what they say, don't you?
What's that?
Don't take Professor Preston's class. Dude, tough on you.
We don't want another professor. We want Professor Preston.
No, we don't want a better professor.
Yeah.
That's what he said. We don't want a better principal. We want Mr. Clark. Hey, Mike, what'd you give quarterback Lamar Jackson?
Gave him an A-.
A minus.
Damn.
Yeah,
six incompletions.
20 of 26 for 323 yards and a touchdown. He did throw a pick, and I'm not even going to get into it, whether he should have caught it or shouldn't have caught it. The problem I had with Lamar yesterday was when he was running those RPOs, he was indecisive of getting around the corner. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because usually if he needs to get it done, where he just like, I'm taking it, he just goes. But yesterday, I didn't see that explosion. And it may be because they were just beating him up anyway. But that's why he got the minus.
Running back.
Running backs, B+. I mean, Derrick Henry played well. It was okay for three quarters. But in the fourth quarter, he just took over the game and had 47 yards on six carries in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter alone, that's closing it.
What about your offensive line?
Offensive line, I gave him an A-. They ran the ball well. You had almost 500 yards of total offense, and this was a pretty clean game. And by that I mean, instead of Lamar running around and making plays, they actually just came out and just beat the pee out of them. And that's a clean game. I mean, whatever they wanted to do, they did it. Receivers, they had nobody who could keep up with these guys. I mean, even Bateman, I think he had like four catches, but still, he drew like two pass interference penalties. Flowers was all over the place. Mark Andrews had three catches for 66 yards. They did exactly what they needed to do, so they get an A-.
Rob, before you can you let the kids that passed the class all get out of the class now before you get to the defense, or do you have you got to bring up the offensive line here? What's that?
No, I don't think go with the defensive line, Mike.
D for defense. they handled their business up front. I mean, those guys are playing extremely well. I mean, you can't run the ball against the Ravens. I mean,
you gave them an A.
Yep. And basically, when you come in and you play this team, you want to make the other team one-dimensional. They make the other team one-dimensional because you're not running the football against them. So they get an A. Linebackers, I gave them a B. I thought Roquan started off a little slow, but as the game went on, I see him just getting better and better. And their drops as far as cutting off those slant pants patterns that Cincinnati just destroyed them the week before, they cut that out. Their drops were getting deep. Trent Simpson had four tackles. They did a nice job. Secondary, I gave him a C+. Still not sure about this group. Still not sure about the communication. Marcus Williams, I'm not seeing it there. Wiggins, okay, but still a little slow. Marlon Humphrey, just guessing, running all over the place. So I gave them a C+. Special teams, Tucker, 45, 39, 32-yard field goals. Stout only had one punt for 50 yards. What I did like, though, was for some reason the Commanders kept kicking them in the ball. I don't know if the guy didn't have enough leg strength or Maybe the Ravens aren't that good. We'll let them take some shots. But they had some nice returns as far as kickoff returns, so I gave them a B+. Coaching, I gave them a B. I thought offensive coordinator-wise, Monkey called a good game. Guys are wide open. I mean, and I'll give them some credit for that. I'll give them their props because the Commanders, I don't know what they were doing. But still, they were getting guys wide open. Defensively, problems. You know, I'm still not sure about this group. Will they get better? I mean, they went in and brought in Dean Pease as the consultant. I don't know what his role was yesterday. You know, I suspect he was up there in the booth talking to Zach Orr and giving him some advice and so forth. But overall, they get a B. And this week, we're not talking about any John Harbaugh decisions at all.
No, we're not. But we are talking about a decision they're going to make in Dallas, because I got a text, Jeremy. I got a text. It says, I respectfully ask that y'all do not bring up what happened in Dallas yesterday.
Good thing I didn't get that
signed
text.
Signed Rashawn. So, respectfully, respectful to talk about.
He doesn't want to talk about Jerry Jones' birthday?
I guess that's the day.
Huh?
Is it today or tomorrow?
Yesterday was his birthday.
Well, let's talk about that. He partied yesterday in Dallas.
Yeah.
Why can't we talk about that? The party didn't last long. Because his team gave up 7 in the first.
He could have left.
20 in the second. 10 in the third. 10 in the fourth.
He could have left at the end of the first quarter knowing what the outcome was going to be.
Oh, yes, he could have. Yes, he could have. Yes, he could have.
The only bad thing to come out of that game is that Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg.
Well, Dak Prescott was 17 to 33 for 178. No touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Doo-doo.
His passer rating was 42.2. His QBR was 11.4. 11.
11.
So, how you get a quarterback pass? How you get a QBR 11?
L-E-B-E-N. 11. 11.
No, not 11. 11. You know V in that.
I said B.
11.
I said L-E-B-E-N.
Jared Goff. 18 of 25 for 315, 3 touchdowns, no interception, passer rating of 153.8. How you get $60 million and your QBR is 11? It's just not right. You lose 47-9 at home. Mike Preston, 47-9.
Rob, Dak Prescott had a point for every defender out on that field. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 11.
11.
11. That's his QBR rating. Come on, man. Highest paid quarterback in the league? 11?
Your record is 3-3. He's 0-3 at home. How's that working out for Jerry's world? 0-3 at home. Sir, can we play all of our games on the road now?
Right.
Because we're 3-0 at home.
Rob,
Jones.
We got to stop. We were asked to not talk about this, so we won't bring it up.
We won't bring it up. All That's right. what I would have brought up if we weren't asked not to bring up.
Yeah.
I just want to give you a preview of that.
How's that running game going in Dallas with
Geriatric Ward?
Yeah. Ezekiel Elliott and Dalvin Cook. I'm still waiting for Dalvin Cook to get out there, but we ain't going to talk about it because you're asking about not it. To.
Leb.
That's the QBR. That's the name of the girl in Stranger Things.
Leb.
Leb. Start calling Dak Prescott Stranger Things. He got 11.
At 8 o'clock, the good, the bad, the ugly. But on the other side, we want to hear from you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Next segment, you control the show right here on The Fan. Leb.
It's time for your takeaways.
Call or text 410-583-1057.
7:46 in the AM. Taking your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Let's go to East Baltimore and get Rodney. What's going on, Rodney?
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
I called in last Monday, and I said something to you along the lines of Lamar Jackson being the new prototypical quarterback, and you misquoted me saying he's not prototypical. I said new prototypical and all of the
What does new prototypical mean? What do you mean? What's the difference between new prototypical and prototypical?
That they are looking for more mobile quarterbacks that are not just going to stand in the pocket.
Mobile and Lamar Jackson are two different things. Two different things. C.J. Stroud is a new quarterback. He's not like Lamar Jackson. The mobile and he's not, see, the problem was when I was growing up, there was a prototypical quarterback. The white dude who was statuesque, who stood in the pocket, and nobody else could get an opportunity. You don't need a prototypical quarterback. Quarterback position has never been more diverse in styles than it is right now. He's not the prototypical quarterback. So you're telling me you got to have Superman for 32 teams. I'm sorry, sir. He's not the mobile quarterbacks is the prototypical quarterback. Lamar Jackson is not a mobile quarterback.
I think we're just getting caught up in the verbiage.
Yeah.
It's a matter of like, and again, this isn't me saying that the caller's wrong. Like, teams may be looking for Lamar, but it's kind of a one of one right now. And I know there's other guys you can kind of compare to it. And we can talk about the dual threat quarterbacks. That's what Josh Allen is. That's what Kyler Murray is. That's what.
You mean, tell me teams don't want a CJ Stroud?
They would love to have a CJ Stroud.
He's not Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Teams don't want Caleb Williams.
I mean, I think you're just
teams sucked to get Caleb Williams. He's not Lamar Jackson.
I don't know if he's taking umbrage over the fact that it's prototypical or if we're arguing, but it's what you perceived it to be. They just want good players.
Right.
They don't care what they look like. Again, I think teams now, if they have the opportunity to pick between two guys that are equal and one of them runs, you're gonna get the dual threat guy, all things being considered.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations to the Ravens. I appreciate that win yesterday. I don't got to hear my uncle mouth no damn more. God damn it.
Was it that bad, Sean? Man.
Hey, man. Yeah, it was that, sir. But, hey, man, Rashad, man, sorry about the Cowboys. I respect that, man. Sorry about that.
He said, don't bring it up.
Yeah, they told us don't bring up the fact that they lost 47-9
yesterday. We're
not
going to talk about that.
We're not talking about Jared Goff throwing for 315.
In respect to Rashawn, we're not going to talk about Dak Prescott having 11 quarterback rating.
11.
Oh, okay, we're going to leave that alone. But, hey, man, hey, I wanted to say two things. You can't compare the Bengals game from last night, because for one, that's a division. Division games are always going to be up and coming. They're going to be ready to play. I don't care if they 0-6. Let's go. But I want to say, well, I'm going to leave it with this. Boy, whoever got to play linebacker against the Ravens, boy, middle linebacker, I feel sorry for them, because you got to be fast and strong, man.
Yeah, you do.
That one Doug Henry ran through, man, nobody touched that man right in the middle. God of grace. Y'all have a nice
people making business decisions.
By the way, Cooper Rush came in the game for the Cowboys yesterday and threw some passes. You know what his QBR was?
I mean, he's the best backup quarterback in the league, so I'd have to guess if Dak Prescott got 11, he might have an 18.
11.
11.
They both had it.
You know, Rashawn's not, he's not wrong, though.
They both had it.
If the highest paid quarterback in the league gets 11, and then all of a sudden the backup quarterback gets it.
They're the same.
Yeah.
One of the same. You got two of them. Two of them the same.
My sound went out in my ear.
Your sound went out?
Yeah.
Let's go to
Me up in my headphones.
Let's go to Todd in Rising Sun. You must have hit that button.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you, Todd?
Oh, not too bad. Look, I'm heading to the 7-Eleven right now.
7-Eleven?
7-Eleven.
What's on your mind, Todd?
All right, message.
That's all they got. That's it. Man.
That was it?
That's all they had. It's going to be the word of the day, 11. That was awful, though. You got to get fired for that. Somebody has to get fired for 47-9 at home. And 0-3 on the 0-3 at home, Mike.
Yeah.
Everybody can't keep their jobs by the end of this day.
Yeah, I agree.
You're 0-3 at home, and you lost by damn near 40 points at home.
It's funny, though, because going back to it, we were going, when the Ravens played Dallas, like, man, Dallas isn't going to lose two games at home. Yeah, they are.
They lost three.
And then you're going to go, well, they ain't going to lose three games. Yeah, they are. But we ain't going to talk about that due to respect to Rashawn.
Dude, 47-9.
We're not talking about it for Rashawn.
But it's standing out there like a turd in a punch bowl.
That's what they are.
Man.
That's nasty.
Yeah, no. That's 47-9. See that face?
How bad do they have to be for Rashawn to retire his cowboy boots and hat?
He can't.
Oh, okay.
He can't. He's too deep. He's in too deep. He's in way too deep. Got to stick with it. Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. Happy Columbus Day. I would like to congratulate the Ravens on their success. But regarding the Cowboys and the sports world, you know, especially these days, you know, they paid Mr. Prescott tons of money, right?
Yes.
So what you got to realize is that there are going to be people out there that's going to make Mr. Jones look like not too smart for doing that. These people's sole agendas individually are to do that. And my suggestion for the Cowboys community is to do this.
don't worry about what's going on right now. Learn. You got to learn from yesterday. But the bottom line is what happens at the end of the season. I want the Ravens to win, but I'd love to see the Cowboys be successful just for what they went through yesterday. Because Mr. Jones is great for the game of football.
All right, man. Well, get your boat and row out to that island. You're by yourself. I mean, come on. Ain't nobody care about what happens with Dallas. They can lose every game for all I care, and I don't even dislike them. Just keep rowing till you get to that island of one. I mean, come on. I mean, look, you can be positive, but you can call in saying, I hope everything works out for Jerry Jones. Why? For what reason?
They're people with the agenda to make them look bad. Yeah. His opponents. yesterday was Detroit. Next week is going to be San Fran. The week after that, Atlanta. Then Philly. Yes. That's their goals. To make it.
I can't.
You know, the Ravens did it. I mean, there are people out there with an agenda of making them look bad. Yes. They're called opponents.
Man,
I didn't know we were supposed to try to make them look good. I thought it was the opposite.
Yeah, they keep putting them on TV, thinking y'all want to see them.
Oh, now,
I mean, again, like
you
I talked
to Island of One.
Yeah, make sure you bring two oars because then you're gonna row in a circle if you don't. Oh man. Who's that guy down there? Oh, that's Cowboy Island. That's the guy that wants to see them be successful. It's just Greg. Come on.
Oh, man. 410-583-1057. I needed that laugh one day. I did. I needed that laugh so bad. There are people who have the agenda of making Dak Prescott look bad.
But did you tell Greg that we weren't talking about the Cowboys out of respect to Rashawn? I can't believe you brought him up.
We'll take a look at our quarterback at 8:15, Lamar Jackson. But on the other side, I'm good. Mike Preston, you're bad. Jeremy Cohn.
I'm always ugly.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.